Daf is Daf Tzadi Dalad. So let's take it from the bottom of Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis, the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Mishaya Nasai Arba Nashim. Man was married to four wives, Umeis, and he dies. Harishona Kodemus Lashinia Shnia Lashlishish Lishish Levis. So the first wife, the one who got married first, so she has first rights to collecting the ksuba, and then the second one, then the third one, then the fourth one, in the order. Remember, the previous mission was when they all got the ksuba, they received the ksuba, was written, the zman was the same day. Here's where the different zmanim on it, so whoever's zman is written earlier gets to collect first. So then the mission says, Virishona Nishbesh Lishinya. The first wife has to swear to the second wife. What's the Shavuah? So look at Rashi. See, actually, let's read more of the Mishnah, then we'll read Rashi. So the first one takes the Shavuah to the Shniyah. Vishniyah, the Shlishis, Vishlishis, Levis. Varevis, Nifrei, Shaloba, Shavuah. So each of the wives take a Shavuah to the one after. But the one afterwards. But the fourth one doesn't take a Shavuah because there's no one after. She's the final Shavuah. And Benanis Omer Vichimipnei Shehi Achrona Niskeres. Because she's the last one, she gets a reward, meaning she doesn't have to take a Shavuah. Afilo Tifrael B'Shavuah, she too has to take a Shavuah in order to collect. So what's the Shavuah that's taking place? Yes, so if you look at Rashi, the Rashi in the Mishnah, Harishona Nishbeis L'Shini, the first one takes a Shavuah, the first wife takes a Shavuah to the second wife. Im Shniyah To'enes, if the only, it's not always, it's only if the second wife makes a Taina. She says, Ho'el Ve'at Basa Bata Bas Lital Trila. So the second one says to the first one, since you're coming to take the Ksuba first, Hishbi li, make a shvuah to me, shelo gavis mishel baili klum, that you haven't yet collected your ksuba from my husband, our husband. Dilma lo mishtayar li nechasim kish your ksubasi, because maybe you're going to take nothing double, left. Nothing left for me. Vav shlishis tomar kein, and the third one says this to the shnia, revish lishlishis. This is the time that goes on. Aval harvis nifrei shelo b'shvuah, but the fourth one says Rashi doesn't need to take a shvuah. The kagon shayasomun gedolim. The whole case is whether some are gedolim, they're above age of 12, the kesavar high, or maybe above age of 13, the children. The kesavar high tana, this tana believes ki amu rabbanan habali far minichsei summon. So Tosis, Rashi is asking a question. What do you mean? Don't you have to take a shuvah anyways? Anytime you collect property from the yisomim, you always have to take a shuvah. So why is there a discussion here about a shuvah between each other? So says Rashi again, u kagon chay yisomim gedolim. When the rabbanon say habali para minichsei yisomim lo yifrael b'shuah, that klal b'yisomim ketanim amru v'lo gedolim. The klal that you take a shuah when collecting from yisomim only when the yisomim are ketanim, but when the yisomim are gedolim, there is no such shuah. So the discussion here is when the wives are saying you take a shuah to me that you didn't collect yet before. And that's the Mishnah. And again, so the machlokas between Tanakam and Benanas is whether the fourth one, the fourth wife, wife has to take the shuah or not. The Gemara is going to explain that.
But the fourth one, if it's Dolim, meaning they are the Yoshim, and they give them, the wife, the Ketuvah.
No, the Yisomim are the children, they're out of the picture. Yeah. Now there's the state, and there's the state has that responsibility to pay the women, the wives, their Ketuvah.
But now it's under Yitam responsibility.
It's they have that, okay, fine, the Yisomim have to pay, but you don't have to take a Shua when they're Gedolim. But the wives are fighting with each other. How do I know you didn't take before?
No, that's some shit.
So there's machlokas again between Tanakam and Benanas whether the fourth wife has to take a shvuah. Then the Mishnah says the last few lines: Hayuyotzos kulam biyomechad. Let's say they all the ksuba is written all on the same day. Kol hakodemes lechaverta afilu sha'acha zachta. So it also goes based on hours. They're all going to get a ksuba written today's Yud Zayin Iyar. But one's 9 o'clock in the morning, one's 10 o'clock, one's 11 o'clock, one's 12 o'clock. We can't break up by hours. The one with the earliest hour gets first. The Kachayu Kosum Yushalayim, that's how they would write in Yushalayim. Shah Achas, Shals, they would write the hours on the Ksuba in Yushalayim. Hayu Kulan Yotzos B'Shach. Let's say they're all written at on Yud Zayin Iyar at 6 o'clock in the morning. So all four ksubas have the same date, the same time written on it. Then they all divide equally. All four divide it. You split the 100 into four. They each get 25. So that's the mission. So the Gemara says, now, my kamithki, what's a machlokas between Tanakama and Benanis, whether or not the fourth wife has to take a shmul? So Shmuel explains, I'm a Shmuel going on to the top of Sadi Dalad. Kigon. It's an example. It's a situation. Shenimtes achas men soder she'enu shalom. It's talking about a specific case where one of the fields is a stolen field. Okay, so what does that help with? So look at the top Rashi here. Kigon shenimtes achas. The first three collect their lands, and one of them that's collected, Rashi says, "Sada she'eno shelo sheno deshegazla." It turned out it was stolen. Uvisov shevo bailim, and the owners, the rightful owners, the nigzal is going to come and take it from that wife. Uchsheba revish legavos ksubaso. Now, when the third wife had the stolen land. So she had the land which was stolen, and eventually the owner of the land is going to take it away from the third one. So she's going to lose out on her ksuva. And then what's going to happen is the uchsheba revish, the fourth wife who hasn't received any payment yet, is going to come legavos ksubasa misad revish. She's going to collect from a fourth land, ba zu. This one, the third one, is going to come v'omedes, and she's going to say lemor lemacha yeva nigzal v'itol sadeu. Midi, Vinim says Karachas, and I'm going to miss out. So the third party right now, the third wife, has collected her land. And it's stolen land though. Now there's a debate whether or not she knows about it before she collects it, or she only finds out about it after she collects it. So we're going to assume, like most Rishonim, she collected it first, and then she found out after she owns the land that it's stolen. Someone might come ahead and collect it. So now she's going to say, when the fourth one comes to collect the property, she's going to say, wait a second. In 6 months from now, the nigzal is going to take my property. And you're taking this sada now, I'm going to get nothing. You take a shvur to me that you haven't collected your property, your ksuba yet. And then in case the nigzal comes and takes my property, this way I could go ahead and collect that property. That's the case.
But can't she just take the other sada? I'm saying, listen, I don't want this one.
I don't know. Once they find out it's stolen, why don't you say, okay, take it away.
Yeah, I'm
not sure why.
Okay.
Seems like a pretty good solution. Let's see. Yeah, nothing really. Nope, not this guy. But I don't know why they can't do this either. So that's the case.
The English says maybe it means that they just knew. They know one was stolen. They didn't know which one.
Here it says.
They know which one it was. Okay.
Sheim nada harishanim kmo al Rashi. Sheim nada shachat asadot gzulahi. Mipnei ma gvova ravit min hanechasim hanotarim. Right? Ela shetzicha leishava. Yare isha shenatla et hasadeh hagzula hakodemet la vetzvicha hi likvot akshav min hanechasim elu sharei hi kodemet l'ravit. ולכן פירשתו זו שאין מדובר כאן כשנמצא שדה אחת שהיא גזולה, אלא שבננס מחייב את הרבית לשווה משום חשש. שמה בעתיד תמצא אחת השדות הראשונות שהיא הגזולה.
Okay, there we go.
So she swore to who?
The fourth one swears to the third one. The third one says, listen, I don't know, but...
But let's say,
okay, it may have been stolen.
The third one, and they stole them. So now... They don't get equal amounts if she comes back to the third one.
Say it again?
The fourth one is stolen.
We don't know which one.
Let's say.
We know one of the three are stolen. Might be. We have no idea. First three are fields that they each get paid. Now the third one says, maybe my land is stolen. Maybe she heard something. She doesn't really know. There's a chashash. So she's a little bit concerned that she's going to lose maybe her property. So the fourth one's coming to collect the land.
Here it says, according to Rashi, יש מי שכתבו שלא מדובר כשנמצא, according to Rashi, שלא מדובר כשנמצא שדה גזולה בבירור, אלא כגון שיצא כל ערעור על השדה שהיא גזולה, ואפשר שאינו אמת, וכבר גבתה אותה אישה שנטלה שדה זו את כתובתה ממנה, ואפשר שתשאר השדה בידה, אינה יכולה לתבוע את הנכסים הנותרים, אלא רק להשביע את הרביעית, because she already has it, and it's not clear. We already had a case, again before, I think.
Maybe,
a few weeks ago. That it's not clear that if it's not clear it's stolen, there's nothing you can do about it. It's just an error.
Right. So the question is, are we choshish for that error? Banana says we are. If we hear these rumors, so we could have the third one force the fourth one to take a shvua in case these rumors turn out to be true. And Chacham and the Tanakhama say, no, they're just rumors. There's no substance to them. And therefore, we cannot have the third wife force the fourth wife to take a shvua. Then the Gemara says, and ubibalcho meuchar shekadam vigava. And they're also talking about a case of balchov that a later balchov that went ahead and collected earlier. So the way it normally works is that the later date, whoever has, let's say, the guy has a number of mortgages he took out. And the various banks have different liens on his house. The bank that had the first lien gets first rights. But let's say one of the other banks says, wait a second, I'm not waiting. I'm going to jump the gun. I'm going to take hold of that house. I'm going to come in. I'm going to lock the doors. It's all mine. What happens in that case? So that's also machlokas, says the Gemara. Ukamifigli, Tanakama Savar, Masha Gava Logava, that which that final bank took the hold of the house is not considered a good collection. Ubenanis Savar, Masha Gava Gava, what the later bank took hold of the house would be a good collection. So, let's look at Rashi. Rashi Babalchov, Mucha Shikodam, Vigava, Kumiflagi, Tanakama Savar, Masha Gava Logava. Hilkach lama tishava. Why then should she take a shua? Im yavoa nigzal v'yitrof mizu tachzor hi al revis v'titom mimeno masha gavsa diahavi le revis balchom uchar. What's going to happen is, so forget the case of the third one collects the land, and then the fourth one collects the land also. Now the nigzal takes away the third person's land. He said, that's my land, I proof, this is my shtar. So the third one can now go ahead to the fourth one and take that from her, because the third one has an earlier date on her collection. The fourth one, you know, proceeded, she jumped the gun in collecting her chov, so the third one has the right to take it away from the fourth one. Given those rights, according to the Tanakhama, there's no...
We're talking now about the Baal Chov, not about the Ksubos, no?
The Baal Chov, but it's the same thing as the Ksubos here also considered right. Baal Chov.
Right.
So therefore, when we line everything up, so the Tanakhama holds that which the fourth one collects isn't a good collection. The third one could always take it away from the fourth one, confiscate it from the fourth one, so there's no need to make a shvuah. Benanis holds no. If the later Baal Chov collects it first, it has full rights to keep it, and therefore the third one has a right to make a shvua before the fourth one makes that collection. Okay, so I think these are two different nafkaminas.
It's another reason why you're not married four women.
Another reason. Okay. Fine. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rebbe Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua. Dechuli Amar Mashigava Logava. Everyone agrees that if the fourth one, what she collects beforehand, or the fourth Baal Chov collects before its date, it's not a good collection. They're arguing about whether or not she might become embarrassed. What does that mean? Mar Savar Chashinan Shema Tachsif, Mar Savar Lot Chashinan Shema Tachsif. Say that again. That should take a kel.
So what? So it's and if she does a shvua, nothing will change either. She can still do that.
No, but I guess the point, if she takes a shvua,
if she takes a shvua, all she's saying, she didn't collect from, she didn't take anything from the former husband. Big deal. So she's still gonna ruin it.
I guess the shvua that it takes here maybe allows the fourth one to keep the land.
Right. That's the, that would be the only answer. That it's a different shvua.
Right. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, let's do Dechuli Amma Mashagava Logava, around 10 narrow lines down in Rashi. Everyone agrees whatever the fourth one collects is not a good collection. Ushvua the Benanis Taimamai, the Kasavar Chashin and Shema Tachsif, Harvis Azos. He's concerned that the fourth one's going to ruin the land, Esad Sada Shahid Gova. Dechi Chaz Dilo Mashbin La, when she sees that she's not being forced to take a Shvua, Yoda the Hadashlish Elayu, Kishiyilu Mashibiyodo. She knows the third one's up to something, and she's going to come collect that land at some point later. So the fourth one doesn't care about taking care of the land. She's going to let it be and eat the fruits, but not going to work the land. So what's the shvua? I'm not sure I understand your question. Why the shvua is going to...
Wouldn't change anything.
Hmm.
Since here, by taking the shvua, she thinks that it's going to be hers. That's good, but they won't take it away from her.
Even though they can take it away.
So it's just a trick. Just a trick, so that this way she won't take advantage of the prop.
Okay.
But never underestimate.
But then it says, Ramban says, no, Chachamim would never trick, wouldn't trick a woman like that.
Yeah, So apparently Tosas is a whole other discussion here. There's a long discussion in Tosas here. Okay, so... All right, so there's a lot to be worked out here. Then the Gemara says, Abai Amar de Abai Kishisha Ikebunayo. Abaye Kishisha, another one. Literally, I think Kishisha is older. An older Abaye.
So now we'll go back from the beginning. So Shmuel said that it's the cases where one of the field are not hers, right? Abaye is explaining the whole Mishnah in a different
way. Yeah, Abaye is a third pshat. I mean, we had two pshatim already. Right. The first pshat was Shmuel about the Sada Nigzal. The second pshat is this one we just saw about the Shema Tachsif. And the third pshat is now Abaye. So Abaye.
Why take Shmuel? The Ravids. The fourth one.
This is going to explain.
I think that Rav Nachman is explaining Shmuel.
I have here, the way at least, I don't think so, but Masifta says this is another explanation of the Machlokas Tanakam and Ben Anas.
He agrees that the case is that there is one field that is stolen.
Ah, okay.
He just explains the reasoning behind why the machlok is in a different for a different reason, but they both agree that it's the case is that this one field is stolen.
Ah, uh-huh, okay. Okay, fine. So now, according to this other opinion, now Abaye says the Abaye Kishisha, this sheet of Abaye Kishisha, which we'll see in a moment, is the Ikebana. That's the Nafkamino. That's the difference between the Tanakam and Bananas. The Tani. Abaye Kashisha, what he learned, what he teach us. Yisomim Shamu Gedolim, Vein Terech Lamer Kitanim. The Yisomim that we speak of referring to Gedolim, and needless to say, Kitanim, says Rashi, the Abaye Kashisha Ikabanayo of Yisomim Baim Lashbiya. The Yisomim, not the wives, are not the wives are not causing each other to take a Shavuot. The Yisomim are coming to make her take a Shavuot. V'lo benimte sadash eno shelo, Meir, and not talking about a stolen property at all. It says Rashi further, Yisomim Shamru Habal Lifar Mehem Lo Yifar El Beshua Afigdolim Amru. Against what we initially thought in the Mishnah, what Rashi told us in the Mishnah. When the Yisomim, when you collect from Yisomim, when the mothers or widows are collecting from the Yisomim, they have to take a Shua Gedol from the Gedolim and obviously from the Ketanim as well. That's the Nafkamina that says the Gemara, Tanakama Les Leida Bai Kishisha, Benanas Ish Leida Bai Kishisha. Tanakama doesn't hold of the Svara. And for that reason, the fourth wife doesn't have to take a Shua. But Benanas thinks that the fourth wife does have to take a shvuah, not because of any of the other wives are tying on her, but because she has to take a shvuah to the Yisomim, even Gedolim. So Amar Rav Huna, Hani Trei Achai, Betrei Shutvi, these two brothers and two partners, the Islay Dina Bahadei, they have a certain machlokas with each other. It's either two brothers or two partners.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Shouldn't all of them do a shvuah to the Yisomim?
Shouldn't all of them? Going back to all of them?
Because the bottom line is that any of them, whatever they take that they shouldn't be taking at the end of the day, is the Yisomim who end up getting left.
So you're saying that the first three also, according
to... because the bottom line is that if there is whatever money that is over, it goes to the Yisomim.
Right, so I guess the only difficulty with that is in the text, the Mishnah sounds like reveal the Shnia. Right. Even that last one, I guess, also sounds strange.
The bottom line is different. The bottom line is that since they have to do a shvuah to the next one, it doesn't make a difference because they are really much bigger
right.
to somebody that they didn't take.
Uh-huh.
So we're not affecting the Yisomim.
Well, when you take a shvuah, so it's going to cover all your bases.
Right.
So, Einach Nami, there is a shvuah to each other, the first three. But the
Yisomim are benefiting from that shvuah.
Exactly.
Also,
we don't, but the fourth one, where there's no connection to the wives,
only the Yisomim are getting hurt.
Assuming they're honest.
Fine. So then the Gemara says it's halfway down the Amud, Amar Rav Huna, Hani Trei Cha'achi, they're two brothers, or perhaps Trei Shutvei are two partners. They say Dini Bahadei, they had a certain machlokas. Chad Va'azil, Be'bahadei Chad, one had a machlokas with the other. Ve'azil Chad Minayo Bahadei, Ledina. So he went with him to the Bezdin, it seems like. Lo Matzi Idech Lememar Le At La Baal Dvarim Didiat. El Shuchose Aved. So what's going on here? So you have two partners or two brothers, and they have a certain machlokas with another person. And that one person goes to the Bezdin. So I guess he can't say to one of the partners, only one of the partners show up.
One
of the brothers goes to
the
court, the other one does.
Uh-huh.
And then he loses.
Uh-huh, so the partner loses. So... the partner who didn't show up can't say to the one who won that lav bal dvar midiyat, we have nothing to do with each other, I didn't go to bezin with you. So you can't collect from me. You can't suggest that. He's a shliach of the shutaf, and therefore you can't claim out. You can't say I wasn't there. He represented you, and you have to abide by the court's decision.
That's almost like very obvious, huh?
Yeah. So what?
I think it says different.
Yeah. What do you think?
אלנו אומרים השותף הראשון שליחותו של השני הוא שעשה הוא חבן שמתחייב בדינו הרי זה מחייב גם את שותפו.
Right.
And he's involving.
Correct.
Yeah, the other brother.
Even though he didn't show up.
Though, yes.
The guy said, I didn't show up.
It would be almost ridiculous to think that the other guy wouldn't get his part because one guy went to din. He might have to pay back his expenses on the trial, but not.
You and Ricky are partners. You're having machlokas with Harry. And you go to court and Harry wins. You go represent. And Ricky's like, wait a second, David, you represented me. You did a bad job. I'm not owing Harry anything. Of course, Ricky right. owes Harry because you were a partnership here and you represented Ricky in the court case. Same thing here also. So it seems to be an obvious point here why one would think otherwise. I'm not sure why this is brought in the Gemara anyways. How's?
I think the point from the mission at this point.
Okay, so let's see. So then, Iklei Rav Nachman Lusura. So this mice apparently made its way over to Rav Nachman while he was in Surah. And Shailo Kiai Gavna Mai. So they said, what do you think about this scenario, this case? So Amalhu Masizin, it's a Mefurish mission, says Rav Nachman. Harishona Nishbesh Lishniya Vishnila Shlishish Vishish Lervis. All those cases. Ve'ilu Rishon Lishlishish Lo Katani. But number one and number three doesn't have to take a Shua. Why not? Isn't she also going to be affected by this? My time, La Mishim Dishichusa Avde. Is not because number two, lady two, is representing lady number three in terms of the shua, that once number one took a shua to number two, it was as if she took a shua to number three also and saying, this is my first time collecting a ksuba, I'm not double dipping.
And to the Yisomim.
And to the Yisomim as well, exactly. So
exactly the
right, so everything's together, so one person is representing all the other partners. So it's a Mefurish Mishnah that this is the halacha, that even though Ricky didn't show up to the court case, he owes.
Ricky always shows up.
What?
He always shows up.
Oh, he shows up. Okay. So then the Gemara says, "Midami, Rav Nachman. Are these two scenarios the same? Hoss, I'm over there by the case of the, I guess, Mishnah. Right, a Mishnah. Shavua l'echad v'shavua l'meya. Shavua to one is like shavua to 100. We'll see what that means in a second. Hacha amar ilu ana havitanina tvei. Ricky says David's a smart guy, but if I was there, I would have had a much better claim than David. David's not that good, so I would have been much better. So that's the difference. When you make one shvua, like we said before, so if she makes a shvua, it's the same shvua whether it's to number two or number three or to the Yisomim. It's all the same shvua that I have not collected yet before. We don't care who she's making a shvua to. The nature of the shvua is exactly the same. When it comes to having a court case, so different people are able to make different tainas and different arguments, so that's why the partner who didn't show up said, he didn't do a good job representing me.
Here it looks the other way around. It seems that, from this, it seems that if the second one wants to go back to the base, then he cannot go back. I think that's what the point is making. Is it Ilo Ana Havet Tanina Tfei? Ilo Ani Haiti Bebeidin, Haiti Toen Tahanot Tovot Yotrami Mishelcha, Haiti Zoche Badin, Ulame Sharsha Hol Hulitua Shiadunu Imo Shuv Al Helko. I think the whole Chiddush is that the second one cannot go back and make another deal with the.
No, correct. He's subject to whatever the verdict was.
Right.
But you would have thought he could have claimed.
It's not that we would think that the second guy is not getting it, his part. It's that the second guy, if he thought he would do better, he can't.
Right. I mean, he's obligated to abide by the verdict.
Right.
You would have thought, the havamina here is that maybe he could have said, maybe I could have represented.
Right. Maybe he thinks, for sure he's getting his part. Question is, can he say, listen, let's say they were owed 100 and the other guy makes a deal for 70. He says, no, if I would have been there, I could have gotten 80. So he says, oh, I'm going back now. I'm going to retrial my half and try to get 40 for myself.
Well, your case right now is where they won. The case I thought was where Harry won and you're losing. You have to pay the money. So you say, I'm not paying him anything. David did a bad job.
No, I think the case is Harry owed money to me and to David. And David went to court against Harry, and Harry made a deal. Instead of paying 100, he paid 70. So he gets 35 and I get 35.
Yeah.
Then I go and I say, no, I said, listen, if I would have been in the trial, instead of 70, I would have gotten 80. I want to retrial and get my... try to get my... you know?
I think it's a retrial. I just think the case is different. Is there... What does yours say?
Well, it implies here, again, as you said, but what would it matter? Even if it went with Ricky's case, so he said, I could have gotten a better deal.
Exactly. Either way, it's a retrial, right? Either way. It's a right.
Uh-huh.
Whether it's, you know, you're losing less money or gaining more money, you want to... You didn't think Dove did a good job. Right. Nothing against you, Dove. But...
you say it's the opposite, right?
Right. But it's the same idea that it's when it comes to the case of the mission here, a shua, one wife makes a shua to one of the other wife. It's the same shua to all the wives. It doesn't make a difference who the address is. It's she's going to cover herself that she never took any money in the past. So that's why it makes sense. It's not that the second wife is representing the rest of the wives. But here, so the case is that number you could have claimed you would have done a better job in court. And therefore, maybe you should not have to, you would not have to... keep to the verdict given by Bezdin. So there's not a riot from the Mishnah.
So the two owed money to a third party. That's really the case.
Right.
Okay.
So then the Gemara says, qualifies this statement, V'lo amrin elo delo isa b'masa. This is only true if Ricky was not in the city, the other partner was not in the city at the time. Naval isa b'masa ibar le lemisre. If Ricky was there, he can't just say, I was too lazy to show up to the local courthouse today because I was just too lazy. I was playing tennis. That's not a good taina. So then if he doesn't show up because he's lazy, then he cannot say afterwards. But it sounds like if he wasn't in town and Dove represented him, he would have, it seems like the conclusion is, he could say, I'm not responsible to go to that bad verdict that was given down. So the Gemara rejects what we initially had thought.
Right.
That's what I think the Gemara ends up saying. Right. Okay. Gemara now has a maisa here, not a maisa, but a machlokas here. Itmar, shtei shtaros hayotim biyom echad. Two documents come out.
Okay, here it says that there has to be a few conditions for the other person to ask for a different din.
He needs to say what his...
It's not a regular case. Like you say, it wouldn't make any sense. The second is, Kigon she'shutaf harishon hodar lebaal din u'machmat ken nitchayev bedino she'ein hodat bal din shelo ela al chelko. he agreed, but the other guy says, listen, you agreed, but I didn't agree on what you said. And the other one is, Kegon she'yesh shutfut ha'sheni ra'ayot chadashot shelo hevian ha'rishon she'ari afilu ha'shutaf ha'rishon atzmo ilu haya mevi ra'ayot chadashot haya yachol lashuv ve'litvua bedin. Meaning that the second guy has certain proofs that even that if the first guys would have said that, he would have been able to do a retrial. In all these cases happen. Yeah. If not, the other guy's stuck.
Okay, he can just say, I don't like the verdict. No. You have to have evidence, you have to have good arguments. Okay. This is not in the Gemara, this must be based on Rishonim.
Yeah, Rishonim.
Okay. The Gemara now says in the bottom of Tadi Dalam and Aleph, Itamar Shte Sharot Hayotzim Biyom Echad. If there are two documents that come out in one day, Rashi explains the very last narrow line, Shte Sharos Mochar Sada Achas Lishnei Bnei Adam Biyom Echad. So I decide to sell my property to Harry and David on the same day. And the same date on it. So now who owns it? And they both have a Shtar saying that they own it. So Rav Amar Cholkin Shmuel Amar Shuda Dedaini. Rav says, you divide it. They split my house in half and each get half a room. And according to the Shmuel, he says, Shudi Didaini. So what's Shudi Didaini? We saw this already before. Rashi says, Shudi Didaini is Lefi Raos Einei Hadayanam Yatilu Hazuchus Vachova.
If he's a Chacham or not.
If he's a Chacham or not.
That's all we learned.
According to Rashi, on all of our Shas, it means they have to, based on how they understand me and then the different parties involved, who I'd most likely sell to. According to Rabbeinu Tam and Tosa, I don't know if he says it here, but elsewhere,
we saw it a few days ago.
Yeah,
right at,
completely arbitrary.
During the trip.
They do whatever. They don't really look in. They just do whatever they want. It's completely arbitrary. But Shudda Dani, according to Rashi, is based on Svara and psychology and understanding people. So they split it in a somewhat of a in a different type of way than Shaveh. So the Gemara says, now Lema Rav Damar Kari Meir. Let's hold that Rav holds like Rabbi Meir. Damar Ede Chasima Karti. This is a machlokas by Gittin. Eide Chasima Karti, and Shmuel, we'll go back to Rashi in a second, Ushmuel Amar, Damar Ki Rebbe Elazar, Damar Misk Eide Mesira Karti. So according to Rebbe Meir, all about when it was signed. So since it was signed the same day, so then, let's look at Rashi before I explain that. Rashi says, the bottom of Tzadi Dalet Amar Aleph, So Rav, who holds Cholkin B'Shove, holds like Rabbi Meir, who holds Eidi Chasim Akarti. It says Rashi, Linin get Eidi Chasim Iker, Krisis. When the signatures go on the get, that's the defining moment. V'chein Linin, Sharos, documents are no different. V'elu Shneim Nechtim B'Yomecha, both these people, both David and Harry, have the documents that say they bought the house. It's signed. And it was a place where they don't write the hours. It tells us that they weren't so careful about who came before then. So hours weren't written, just both say Yud Zayin Iyar. Even if Harry's was in Shachar's and yours in Mincha time, that too doesn't give any more strength to Harry's. What should the Zayin? You can't. There's no evidence you could do. They're completely equal claims here. So ain't adam yachol liafos kochos shazem mishazem. There's no way of winning out. So it's all about since the chasim happened the same day, they both have equal rights. So Rav holds like Rabbi Meir, and Shmuel holds like Rabbi Elazar. Those goes based on mesira when it's handed over. Says Rashi in the top of Tzadi Dalad Amar Beis, Ushmuel Amar Rabbi Elazar Amar Afa Pishen Alav Edim Ela Shenasnu Bifnei Edim. Let's say the document had no Edim signed on it, rather it was given in front of Edim, Govim Nuchasim Shubadim. That's enough to allow one to collect from lien, from properties. Shena Edim Cholsman Al HaGet Ela Mipnei Tikkun Olam. The only reason why the Edim sign is not because it gives it any credence. It exists anyways. They're only there for Mipnei Tikkun Olam. Shema Yemusu Edim Esira. Perhaps the people who witnessed the handing over the document may have died, so you have as a backup the Edim Chasima. O Yelchum Midis Hayam, or the Edim Esira overseas, you can't find them. Alma, but we see from all this that Edim Esira is Iker. The Hacha, what's the application here? How does it connect to Shmuel who applies Shudda Didani? Maybe one of them. Maybe I liked Harry a little bit more than I liked David. We called him a masulo, and I gave it over to Harry first. But Hashani hit him, and I tried tricking David. Whoever I like better, who I'm used to hanging out with more, that's who I'm going to give the property to. The Shuda Adifa Michaluka. Shuda, which is a base, which is a based on some previous knowledge, is better than just a arbitrary split down the middle.
Are we saying that the same way as in Gittin, that when the get is delivered, mm-hmm. here also that when the contract is delivered, or we're doing when the other guy is making the kinyan?
When the contract's delivered.
But there is no kinyan.
Well, no, when you hand over the contract.
Meaning, okay, so there's no kinyan, there is no kinyan.
That is the kinyan. That handing it over is the kinyan.
That is the kinyan.
You don't need to do a separate picking up the pen. What?
It's karka anyway. What are you going to do?
No, in Karka right, you can do
chazaka, I guess.
Yeah. Fix the fence. Or you can do improvements, like right. I said, that you go around the fence.
Right. With get the null parts, yeah. Right. But this, I believe,
where... Just when they hand over the contract. So even exactly. though he signed at the same... No, it's that signing in one day is considered one day, but right. delivering is not.
Exactly.
That's the big difference.
Right, so I deliver to Harry in the morning, I want to play games with David.
Right.
So
but if he signed in the morning and the afternoon, it would still be considered one day together.
If it's based on signatures,
yes.
Okay. Okay, so that's the Gemara's initial understanding of this machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether this case where I sold the land to two people on the same day, whether you split down the middle or you shoot the dini, that might hinge on the machlokas Rav Meir about Eide Chasima Karti or Rabbi Eliezer who holds, Rabbi Elazar who holds Eide Misir Karti. And then the Gemara says, lo, not true. De Chuli Amlek Rabbi Elazar, everyone agrees like Rabbi Elazar that Eide Misir Karti depends on when you deliver the contract. So, what's the machlokas Rav and Shmuel here? Rav sabar chaluka adifa, Shmuel sabar shuda didani adifim. So, everyone agrees Masir is better. But what's a better way of machlokas? What's a better way of rather dealing with the debate? Is it better to do just have a pshara, a compromise, even split? Or is it better to figure out the emes, the truth? Now, this is a very important machlokas. It's a very important machlokas.
The truth is that the mocher tricked them, meaning they both probably paid. And he sold the same thing for two different
guys. Yeah, I mean,
they can
still go back. Come back from the difference, but let's say he doesn't have money, they get stuck. I mean, it's not over.
No, we're
yet.
Talking about the Sadeh, specific Sadeh.
Yeah, but they can still go and sue the guy for the rest of the money and get it back.
Well, it's also possible that no money was given over yet either. No money was given over.
What?
And so if they do chalukah, then they each pay me half. If it's a shududani, whoever wins, then they pay me. That might also, I don't know. There's no mention of any money transferring yet.
Uh-huh. No, my question is why should the Dani Adifa on Chalukah? Because they both got tricked.
No, I didn't know. I only wanted to trick you. I really wanted to sell to Harry, but you were not being so nice to me. I wanted to play games with you.
But doesn't matter. We did this. We did the shtar, right?
Yeah.
Okay, for both of us, and you don't like me, you want to trick me. I still paid for something.
No, no, you'll get your money back. Or you didn't pay the money yet. No money was given. We just delivered contracts, but no money was transferred yet. The bank didn't authorize the transfer yet. But you have a document that said, this is yours. You want to buy it. And he has a document. This is his.
Fine.
So, no, forget the money right now.
Uh-huh.
So, he has AD Masir that he received the contract at 9 o'clock in the morning. Yours didn't come until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. So, Shudu the Dini is better. Shudu the Dini is basically, according to Rashi, finally out the MS. Rav is a pshar, making a compromise. There's a big, big discussion within...
What I don't understand is, if AD Masir is Karti, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then there is always going to be one guy before the other. So
how could you ever do Chaluk, you're saying?
Right, there's no Indian here.
Right. So that's a great Taina. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, it makes sense. Rabbeinu Tam thinks Shudu the Dini is not finding out the truth. Shudu the Dini is like, let's, spin dice and see what happens. So according to him, it's completely random also. So then Shudu the Dini and Chaluk are both equal. We're not trying to figure out the truth. There's just two ways of arbitrarily splitting things up. According to Rashi, who thinks Shudu the Dini is emes, Chalukah is not, then you have a good taina.
Right.
But there's a concept in general, whenever there's machlokas, they're still arguing, there's a concept of pshara, of always just forgetting machlokas and just dealing with the compromise, even though it would seem to be not the MS. That's a big discussion that comes up in the first paragraph of Sanhedrin. Okay. Anyways, but that's a klal. In general, whenever it comes to psakdin, is it a pshara route or is it an MS route? That's always things to keep in mind. Fine. Then the Gemara says, Umi matis. Mokmis la lele Rav Kribi Alazar. Could we really hold that Rav who paskins Cholkin Bishava Chaluka? Could he really hold like Rabbi Alazar? V'ha'mer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav hold halacha Kribi Alazar. But Gidden only in Gidden, but not by the implication not by Sharos. Ki Amrisa Kamei Dishmuel. When they said this in front of Shmuel, Shmuel was the contemporary of Rav. Shmuel Amar Af Sharos. Shmuel says even by Sharos. We hold like Rabbi Meir. Michlal implying that the Rav suffered Bisharos lo, only with respect to Gin, but not with respect to Sharos. So we cannot explain the Chlokas that they both agree to Rabbi Lazar. El Mechavisa, we're going to revert back to the initial explanation that Rav, Rabbi Meir, that's Tully on Edi Chasimi Karti, and Shmuel Ki Rabbi Lazar.
That makes a lot of sense.
Right.
It's true, because it wouldn't make sense that you do Shuda the Daini when it's clear.
Now, there is, in general, I'm not going to discuss this, but there's a general topic of the relationship between Shtaros and Gittin in general, how they connect. I mean, Gittin, all the halachas of Shtaros are learned from Gittin. I mean, the Torah tells a certain halacha of a chas of love, a nasan love. A lot of halachas were learned by Gittin. Are those halachas going to transport over to Shtaros? Or Shtaros is a completely different topic? So that's a debate here between Rav and Shmuel. Okay, the Gemara says, now Masev asks the question, Shnei Shtaros hayotzim biyom echad chalkin. So Rav and Shmuel are Amoraim, but there's a Mefurish Brais that says the halacha is chaluk, and you divide them in accordance with Rav. Tiyufta de Shmuel. There's an argument against Shmuel. So Amar lecha Shmuel. Shmuel responds back, Hamani Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir who holds chaluk and b'shava. That's Rav and Rabbi Meir. Ano dami kribu lazer. I hold kribu lazer who holds that's based on Ede Misir Karti, which case would be Shudi de Dani, finding out who he actually gave it to. If Rabbi Meir authored that Brais, but look at the end of that brisa. What does it say at the end of that brisa? Kos of le'echad, he gives right to one, u'maser le'acher, and hands it over to another person. Zeh she'maser la, kana, the one he gives it over to, it's kana.
Which brisa is a new brisa?
No, this is the end of the brisa we just saw. The one we just saw before, that shnei sharos ha'yotzim b'yom echad, chalkin, that's right, Meir. But the next line of that brisa tells us that if a person writes to, let's say I write to Ricky, and then I write to David afterwards, so, whoever I give it over to, if I gave it over to David, David wins. Even though I wrote it to Ricky first. And even be mayor, Amai Kana, why would David get it if I was Moshe to him first? Hamar Edi Chasim McCarthy, I signed it off to Ricky first. And Rabbi Meir is the author, it all goes based on Chasima. I signed it off to Ricky first, even though I gave it over to you.
So,
it next.
Shouldn't make a difference.
So, if Rabbi Meir is the author of the Brisa, it should go based on whoever wrote it, whoever I wrote it to first.
Right.
So the Gemara says it's really a Tanaihi. It's really Machlokas Tanaim. What's the Machlokas Tanaim? The Tanya. Chachamim Omrim Yachloku. That the Chachamim hold in such a case you divide evenly. V'kan amru mashiyuta hashlish yase. And here they say, whatever the shlish, whatever the middleman wants, you should do. What is this referring to? So Rashi says, you see Rashi Tanahi, around halfway down the narrow lines, a little bit less than halfway down. Tanahi, ikal mandamar, should the adif ikal mandamar chaluk adif. This is machlokas, whether in this case it's better to apply should the dani, or is it better to apply chaluka. The chacham omrim, b'shile perakama de gidin, the end of the first parak of gidin, it says, holech mane leploni. I say, someone says, to go send money to David. And halach, he goes, ubikshu, v'lo matzo. He's looking for David. David can't be found. V'lo matzo, I'll use another Ruvain. V'lo matzo, shemes, yichazu l'mishalech. So it turns out that Ruvain died. I'm sending money to Ruvain. Ruvain died. The money goes back to me. Mes ha-mishalech, but let's say Shimon sent the money to Ruvain. Shimon dies. Yichazu l'yorshim. Then the money goes back to the yorshim of Shimon. Then the whole machlokas, the three opinions there, I think, in the Gemara. So then, Chacham Omrim, Yachloku, Yorshim Shalech, Yorshim Mishin Ishtach Lechlo. No, the Yorshim of Reuven, the Yorshim Shmuel of Shimon, rather, are going to divide equally. V'kan Amru, Mash Yuta Shlish Yase, Dehainu Shlish Yase Alma Shudu Adifa. And the Shlish should try to figure out what the intention of the Mishalech was. Meaning, did the Mishalech have in mind to send it just to the person himself, but he died now? Or did the Mishalech have in mind to send it to that family, even if the person receiving it died, maybe he wants to give it to the
But first, why is the Mishalech sending the money? Because he owes it to the other guy?
Or we don't know right now. That's what the Shlish has to figure out. All we know is that Reuven sent money to Shimon. Why, we don't know. Shimon dies.
The English implies gift.
A gift, okay.
So he's sending a gift to somebody.
So he sends a gift, and it turns out the person supposed to be receiving it is he dies. And one opinion thinks that his relatives should get it. And at the same time, the Mishalech dies. Some say it goes back to the Mishalech. But let's say the Mishalech dies. So now both parties are dead. So who gets it?
The Mishalech sends a Shaviach with money.
Correct.
And who dies first?
So the Rashi doesn't tell us the whole picture. To my recollection, is that there's a three different confusing opinions from what I remember. But let's say the final case is where both Mishalech die, and then the one who it's being sent to dies as well.
Dies.
Now, who's supposed to get it? Do you say the Yerushim of the one receiving it gets it, or the Yerushim of the, or does it go back to the Mishalech's family?
Is that because Konim Ladam Shelo Bifanav, Zoichim Ladam Shelo Bifanav, or no?
Interesting. That could be part of it. I wonder. I don't remember exactly. It could be also trying to understand that. I think it might be one of the, yes, that's one of the opinions there, yeah. Zachal Adam.
Right.
One is trying to figure out what exactly the intentions were of the Mishalech. Maybe he had only mind to be Zocha to the one who was receiving it, but now he's dead. Right, that's a confusing Gemara, I think. But what comes out here is, so according to the Chachamim, he says, just divide it evenly. It's a case we don't know where the money is supposed to go, so divide it equally between the Yerushim of the Mishalech and the Yerushim of the one who's supposed to receive it. But then the other opinion says, no, have the shalish, the agent, try to figure out what the Mishalech really wanted to happen. Did he only want to give it to the father, but the father's dead now? Or did he even want to give it to the family? Is that how it's being portrayed?
He's supposed to intuit in some way what he thought, based on what the guy said, or how he said it, or whatever.
Okay, so whatever the case is there, we see from there's a machlokes, whether you do chaluka or whether you do shudadani, in a very confusing case where the money is supposed to go.
Right.
Okay. Let's try to finish this daf now. So the Gemara says, Ema de Rami Barchama kisavtinu l'nichse. So the mother Rami Barchama wrote a shtar, matana, of her property, l'Rami Barchama to her son, b'tzafra, in the morning. L'orsa, the evening, kisavtinu l'mar ukva Barchama, then she wrote it to another one of her sons. I guess she was married to Barchama, to Chama rather. So she wrote it first to Rami Barchama, and then she wrote one later in the afternoon to Marukva Barchama. As Rami Barchama, the first son, the Kamei of Sheshes, went in front of her Sheshes to ask him who has rights to the property. So Okmei bin Nichsei. So the psak of Rav Sheshes, what it goes to Rami Barchama, since he was the morning, his document was signed in the morning. Then came along Asa Marukva the Kamei of Rav Nachman. Went to Rav Nachman though, Okmei bin Nichsei, and then gave Marukva the rights to the land. So Aser Rav Sheshi Lekami the Rinachman. So the two Dayanim met up with each other and said, "What's going on here? I think it should go to Rami Bar Chama. You think it should go to Marukva?"
Well, they both went to Rami to Rav Nachman.
No, the first one went to Rav Sheshes.
Ata Marukva Lekami
the
Rav Nachman.
Right. The first before that though, Aser Rami Bar Chama Lekami the Rav Sheshes. The line above that.
Oh, okay.
So now Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman meet up. And also, Rav Sheshes Lekami the Rav Nachman, Amalei, Rav Sheshes says to Rav Nachman, "My time of Avid Marhachi." Rav Sheshes says to Rav Nachman, "Why did you give it to Marukva? His hour was later. He got it in the evening." Amalei, "My time of Avid Marhachi. Why did you give it to Rami first in the first place?" Amalei, "They called him because his date was early. His time was earlier." Amalei, "Altu b'Yishlaim Asvinon, d'Kasvinon Shos. Are we sitting in Yishlaim where they write hours? No, we don't. We don't acknowledge the hours. They're both on the very same day, and they both took place in Yud Zayin Iyar. Shos makes no relevance unless you live in Yishlaim, like the Mishnah told us. So Ella, Mar Ma'itam Avid Hachi. So according to you, Rav Nachman, at least it should be split. Why do you give Marukva? Marukva should at least have the equal rights to Rav Sheshes, to Rami Rachama." Amalei, Rav Nachman says back, "Shudididaini. I tried to understand the situation and it realized to me that his mother favored Marukva over that of Rami." So Amarlei, Ananami Shudididaini. I could also do that. And so Amarlei, Rav Nachman says back then, Chada number one is Anadaina. I am a Dayan. I'm the head of the Reish Kalusa, and who are you?
I love Dayan.
Right, you're not. Number two is Uvaod, moreover, Bikara La Butars Hachi Asis La. So what does this mean? Says Rashi, the bottom, a few lines up. La Butars Hachi Asis La. Lo Amris Tam Shalcha Mishim Shud Didaini El Mishim Shikadam Chasim Krabi Meir. Your initial reasoning was not because of Shud Didaini. You thought because we paskin it was based on Shos. So now that throws out your whole argument. Ubezu Taisa the La Bishlaim Yasvinan. And we're not seeing Yishlaim. So you're now trying to think of a second claim that certainly wasn't your intentions initially. So check Meir of Nachman wins.
But don't they need to be dayanim for Shuda the dayanim?
I guess if there's a mumcha, yachid mumcha, you could apply that also, I guess.
It's a funny...
Yeah, let's just try to make the mission. What time is it?
We have
5 more minutes. It seems like a quick one to the Mishnah. Okay. Rav Nachman, by the way, as we say, we keep saying Rav Nachman is tough and always right. Fine. The Gemara says now another story.
In this case, for sure, was it because the other guy changed his mind? Yeah.
That's why he was the dayan in the Reish Kalusa's house. So the Gemara says, "Hanu Trei Shtari." There are two documents on one sade. The Os Lekamidir Rav Yosef. They came forward in front of Rav Yosef. Chad Havakasev Bechamshu BeNisan. Chad Havakasev BeNisan Stama. One says the 5th of Nisan. One says it happened in Nisan, but there's no day. So Okmei Rav Yosef Lahu Div Chamshu BeNisan Menachasim. They gave it to one with the proper date. This is the 5th of Nisan. The other one could have been, you know, most likely, just at random, would be some point after 5th of Nisan. That's the quick, you know, the statistics of it. So Amalei Idach, so the one with the other document that has Nisan says, "Well, no, obviously I lose out." Amalei Ad Yad Chal Tachtona, you have the lower hand here because it's unclear which date it took place. Ema Bar Isin Shishben Nisan Ad, maybe it was the 29th of Nisan. Amalei V'nichtiv Li Mar Tirfa Mi'ir.
Veilach.
So he sold me the property, so I should be able to collect money from. He owes me money now. The mocher owes me money now. So write me a shtar tirfa this way. I could collect the from ER and on that I could collect any land that he sold. Let's say this took place in Nisan, and then this court case took place in Tishrei. So the guy who's losing out said, "Wait a second, that mocher owes me money. He sold me a lemon, or he sold me property that wasn't owned him."
Right. So if he sold something in ER,
exactly. After that point,
right.
Write me that ability to collect any land from ER and on. So Amar Lei Yachli Lomer Lecha. He could say Ad Barchad BeNisan Ad. So the lokech, the mocher, is going to say, "No, I sold it to you on the 1st of Nisan. It's all yours. I have no rights. I have no responsibility to pay you back." Because he's the guy's completely at a loss here. So my takante, this guy's done. Because if he goes to the kuchos said, "No, what do you mean? You bought it beforehand." Uh-huh. So this guy, no matter who he goes to, he's stuck.
He's in the worst position.
Right, so what's my takante? What could he do? Nichtle Harsha l'hadade. Harsha. Harsha is a very complicated sugi. I'm not going to go into it right now. There's a Rashi here. Harsha is, he has a claim. Either way, he has a good claim. Now, who he gets a claim from, whether it be from Lekuchos, or whether he gets the land from the other star, the guy he's fighting with, he's definitely owed money. So he has to write some type of Harsha, which is going to put the two of them together in the same team, and he's going to collect from them some combination.
I think it's both to the Lekuchos.
Both to the Lekuchos?
Meaning they both go against the Lekuchos, saying, no matter, if they both say, listen, you know what, I think so.
It says here in Rashi, it goes to the guy who has the 5th of Nisan. He asks from the guy who has the 5th of Nisan, and he also writes to the guy, Ishtar, to the Lekuchos, and if the Lekuchos say, you bought on the 1st of Nisan, so I'm going to collect from the guy on the 5th of Nisan guy, because I bought it first. And if they say, you bought it beforehand, if the person with the 5th of Nisan says, you bought it on the 29th of Nisan, he's going to go collect from the Lekuchos. Either way, he's a good taina. Now, how it works out practically, because Lekucha says go to him, and the guy in the 5th of Nisan says go to them, so I'm not sure how it's going to work out, but the Harsha somehow gives him a strong zuchus. I don't know how it's going to work out practically, but he therefore has a good taina. Harsha is a very complicated topic.
All right. So first of all, I checked this morning, I had a big glass of water.
Yeah.